615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. It's Chase and Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel here on 1025 The Game. By the way, this afternoon, DVD is going to be at Jimmy Kelly Steakhouse. Coming up on Monday, they'll be up at the new Circa in Kentucky, there at Kentucky Downs at the Mint Gaming Hall, prior to Monday Night Football, and you can head up there and watch the Lions and the Ravens and ask about Circa's giveaway of a trip to Las Vegas for the Titans-Raiders game in October. We'll have a little bit more on that, hint, hint, coming up in a few weeks, but excited about that. And you got MTSU and Marshall tomorrow for homecoming.
Yeah, I can't wait. Big game. Chick Walters and I on the call. I think pregame at 4:30. We'll hop on at 5:30. Kickoff at 6. Homecoming for the Blue Raiders. Get a big win. And let's do this, man. Feeling good about themselves. All right, so I said
93-3, totally hits, totally Nashville.
Totally Nashville. So here's how the Titans win on Sunday. So far, Daniel Jones, 2-0, looks great. And the running game is really good with Jonathan
Hutton. Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor. Thank you. Jonathan Taylor Thomas. I load the box on Sunday, and you say, Daniel Jones, beat me. You beat me. Daniel Jones, you beat me on Sunday.
Do they have the – I mean, it looks like Sweat's going to play.
Okay.
So, do you think loading Simmons, Sweat, just load them in the box?
Yep. You're not getting – 20 yards rushing against me. Daniel Jones, can you beat me? If Daniel Jones can beat you, then you deserve to lose. If that's it. If Daniel Jones.
Look, that, I mean, that's a.
Load the box.
That's a fair statement.
Load the box, squeeze everybody in, and you go to Snead and say, look, this game, we're going to win this game because of you. Brownlee, the guy with the three names they're calling up, he played in Baltimore with them.
Jalen Armour Davis.
Thank you so much. Chase is like, where the hell are you going on this? You tell the secondary, Armani Hooker, say, look, we win because of you guys. We're going to win. We're going to just crowd that box. You're getting zero runs on Sunday. Daniel Jones, try to beat us.
That depends on what you eat the night before.
True.
You might get some runs on Sunday.
But Daniel Jones, can you beat us on Sunday? And if you can, hats off to you. But you're going to have to prove to us that you can beat us. I am squeezing everything in. I'm loading that box. You're going nowhere on Sunday. And then go to your secondary. So, look, guys, we need you today. We win because of you today. Looks the back like seven. You win because of the back four. I'm sorry. Front seven, the back four.
Snead looks like he's good to go.
Good.
So he said that he took some friendly fire on a play where Simmons hit him in the back. So that was part of his injury.
How the hell did that happen?
I don't know.
Simmons 30 yards downfield or did Snead do a corner blitz?
He said it may have been. He said he's playing, so.
Good. Let's do this on Sunday. No more negativity. Let's go out and win this game. Robbie Stanley all the way. Let's see what we can do on Sunday. Now, offense, you figure it out. Defense, we're going to say, Daniel Jones, can you beat us on
Look,
Sunday?
Because I agree with that because I'm not convinced that Daniel Jones has actually figured out how to be an NFL quarterback and is good. I think he's had a good couple of weeks against some not great teams, but all it takes is one game to expose him, and then we've seen how that goes.
Yeah.
Why can't the Titans be the one to expose
him? It's their first game on the road. I know it's Nissan still, but still, you got to go on the road to do this to see what you can do. Now, here's the deal with this, and my computer is deciding not to play games with me. Who do the Texans play on Sunday? The schedule's not
the Jags.
Popping up. The Jags, okay. So the Jags are 1-1, and the Texans are 0-2.
Yep.
So let's have the Jags win that game. Make Texans go 0-3. You beat the Colts. You're now 1-2. Colts are 2-1. Jags are 2-1. You're putting Houston behind. You get them next week. Bye. You beat them, put them at 0-4. Oh, baby. So, again, the positivity here, you just got to be better than three other teams. That's it. That's it. That's all you got to do. So you beat the Colts, you're back in it immediately. The Jags aren't going to sustain this. You're just as good as the Jags are. I think you are.
Yeah.
And you knocked the Colts down. There's some positivity going forward. But you got to win on Sunday.
There's a really intriguing game on Sunday at noon that isn't probably getting talked about a whole lot, but I am interested in it. Mike Vrabel and the Patriots hosting Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. Both 1-1.
Okay.
I think that's got some early season intrigue. Rams play the Eagles in Philly. Jets at Tampa. Vegas in Washington. Denver takes on the Chargers. Saints go to Seattle. Dallas at the Bears. Cardinals and 49ers, both undefeated. They play that afternoon. And Sunday Night Football.
Good Lord.
2-0-2 teams, the Chiefs and the Giants.
Oh, my.
Monday Night Football, Detroit at Baltimore, which should be a good game.
That's a pretty good game right there. But if you're a Titans fan, you're just concerned with what's in front of you on Sunday. And, of course, Houston at Jacksonville. If you can make the Jags go 0-3 and lose at Jacksonville, then they'll start questioning themselves. Like, oh, man, what's going on here? Which sets up great. If you Titans can win on Sunday, you head to Houston next week. Was it last year they beat the snot out of them down there with Will Levis? I mean, they played unbelievable down there. Unbelievable. So, man, can you imagine best case scenario? Titans win on Sunday. Texans lose. Go down there next week. Knock off the Texans. You're sitting there 2-2. The Texans are 0-4. Man, it makes you feel good, right? That feels better talking about than like, oh, is Brian Callahan going to get fired this weekend? I'd rather talk about the 2-2 Titans headed off that West Coast road trip feeling good about themselves and the Texans sitting there at 0-4. Man, that feels good.
Coming up next, can Vandy feel good on Saturday night against Georgia State? We'll look at some college football for the weekend. It's Chase and Big Joe here on this Friday. Again, we are at Ford Ice in Bellevue. And tomorrow's college football game of the week is Auburn against Oklahoma at 2:30 on 94.9 The Fan. That is presented by Twin Peaks and Circa Sportsbook Kentucky. Coverage also available on the Game Nashville app and thegamenashville.com. That should be a good one in the SEC. More college football talk next, 102.5 The Game.